The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Unfortunately, the Barracuda spoil a full house on Cudamania night as they fall to the Colorado Eagles by a final count of 4-2. Just the second time this year in which they've lost when scoring the game's first goal. They had a 2-0 lead in the game, but they give up the final four. Colorado comes into Texiu Arena and picks up their second victory of the year. It was a disjointed third period. It was very out of character third period. The Barracuda continued to go to the penalty box.
Yeah.
They went on the kill 7 times. Hard to win hockey games when that happens.
Yeah, almost impossible. Certainly is. They didn't help themselves in any stretch of the imagination coming into the third period. They killed off the penalty at the start of the third period, which was from the previous period. And then after that, they just didn't seem to have anything going as far as... You mentioned it during the broadcast. They looked like they were out of gas, and there were still 11 minutes left in the period. They seemed emotionally, mentally, and physically spent. They tried to get things going, but every time they seemed like they were trying to get things going, they would take a penalty. It would be a stick penalty. It would be a tripping penalty. It would be some sort of call that they just weren't in the game. There's a saying, are you interested? Are you committed? They weren't committed to playing the right way. And playing the right way means skating off the puck, means playing inside, means not getting lazy with your stick. And I thought in the penalty kill, I thought they looked slow. I thought everything they did, they looked slow in this third period. And that's why they were probably taking the penalties, because Colorado outskated them. They were moving their feet. They were winning those 50-50 pucks along the boards. And the key areas of the game where you have to compete, the Barracuda were losing those competitions.
Barracuda won 4-3 in overtime on Wednesday. They did not take a single minor. Tonight they take 8 minor penalties. 7 times they go on the kill. They give up 1 power play goals on those 7. But that just throws everything off.
Yeah.
Guys don't play. They're sitting on the bench for a while. And all of a sudden, we saw it. This team just seemed to have lost their energy and lost that gear they had early in the game. It was a great start.
Yeah.
Barracuda were all over the Colorado Eagles in the first period. They outshoot them 17-6. And at 17:26, they would get on the board first. Lucas Van Roboys, his 7th goal of the year, gets things started from Anthony Vincent and Joey Keane to give San Jose a 1-0 lead. Trapezoid, Granger, he's got Keane, top of the circle, wrister, that got through. Rebound loose, Barracuda digging away at it. They score! Lucas Van Roboys, Johnny on the spot, and the Barracuda have scoring with 2:34 to go in the first. Pretty simple play. Van Roboys able to clean up the loose rebound in tight to give the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. They take that lead into the intermission in a good spot. In the second, they would start the second period on the power play. They do score a power play goal in the second period on their third chance. Prior to that, they did not record a shot on their first 2 power play chances. It just looked out of sorts as well.
Yeah. Entries into the zone were into traffic. They were misplayed. They didn't execute on their exits and entries into the offensive zone.
Execution is the perfect word, because this team has been as good as it comes in the league, special teams-wise certainly, but even during 5-on-5, they've been outstanding this year. That's why they find themselves near the top of the Western Conference. The execution was definitely lacking. They would get a power play goal in the second period. It was kind of the outlier, if you will, of how it went tonight on the power play, but it was Andrew Podorowski who, instead of dusting the puck off from just above the goal line, he quickly whipped it in on Adam Scheel, who was very, very good tonight, made a couple of breakaway saves in that second period.
But this time, Podorowski would get it past him, and the Barracuda in the second at 14-21 would have a 2-0 lead. Goal deficit. Barracuda lead at 1-0. They're onto the power play for the third time in this game. First couple attempts have been quiet. We'll see if they can capitalize on the third try. Robbins down low. Quick shot. Podorowski scores. Shield couldn't get over to the post in time. It was the quick release from Podorowski, and the power play comes through. It's Podorowski's 13th of the year and his team leading sixth on the man advantage. That was really the only positive thing from a power play standpoint. Now, if you score a power play goal, you'll take it. But for the Barracuda, they go on to the power play five times in the game, and they score just that one goal. But they're in a great spot, up 2-0 in the second period. Unfortunately, and this started to become a theme, looked like there might have been a tripping call. It wasn't called. Luke Granger, maybe the internal clock sped up a little bit on him. He ends up giving the puck away, as Drew had so eloquently described. There wasn't much around him. He had more time than maybe he realized. Gives it away. Colorado scores to make it 2-1. Barracuda still in a great spot, though, entering the third period up by a goal. But in the third, the tide would totally change. During a 4-on-3 power play, the Barracuda were just very slow to move the puck. Didn't have a ton of energy. At one point, they played it off the end wall, and it looked like they almost tried to walk to go and get it.
Yeah.
Just as Colorado gets out of the penalty box, both Anthony Vincent and TJ Tynan. Tynan picks it up, one-on-one with Vincent, the forward, walks him, puts it upstairs, and the Colorado Eagles all of a sudden had something they really didn't have for most of the night, and that was momentum on Tynan's tying goal at 4:57 of the third. Podorowski holding, lays it gently off the end boards. Bystedt tied up. And it's cleared out of the zone. Here comes TJ Tynan. A one-on-one with Vincent. Vincent, the forward. Tynan walks around him and scores. TJ Tynan walks right past Vincent and has some words for him as he ties it up at 2-2. Well, you can hear it in my tone.
Yeah.
I was very slow on that call, almost like in slow motion, but that's how the power play was.
Exactly.
And you can hear Drew make a little sound as well, because it was like, come on, guys.
Let's go.
All of a sudden, it's in the back of your neck.
Exactly. And even Vincent coming in out of the penalty box was passive. He comes out of the penalty box. Tynan goes back towards his own. Vincent's on his own blue line. By the time that Tynan turns and starts attacking him one-on-one, he looks up. Tynan goes, oh, a forward. Good, I'm going. What Vincent should have done when he came out on the penalty box, he should have been right on Tynan. He should have been on the defensive side of him, making sure he's above the puck. But why would you give that guy all that space? They just, again, lack of focus, lack of thinking, lack of executing. But you said it. That power play lacked so much urgency that set the team back after that.
So Tynan ties it up at 4:57. That completely turned the complexion of the game. Colorado had some momentum. They had tied the score up. And on the power play, they would take a lead. They would not give up. Jacob McDonald, the former San Jose Shark and Barracuda defender, would put one in on net on the far side, beating Arundel. And Colorado had its first lead of the game, its third unanswered goal. Time of the goal at 8:35 from McDonald, his eighth of the year. Under 20 seconds to go on the power play. Ashawn, his shot, Dell the save. Backhander, they score. Jacob McDonald, the former Shark and Barracuda defenseman, picks up the rebound and puts it home. I don't even think he realized he scored.
No.
A delayed reaction. It's a power play goal. So the Barracuda have given up a shorty here in the third, and now a power play goal, and Colorado has its first lead of the game. That was the game winner, and that was really all she wrote. As the Barracuda lost momentum in the third, they would take five minor penalties. It was just a out-of-sorts kind of disjointed third period, and the Barracuda never found their game. Colorado would tack on a late empty netter with a second to go. Wise would score again, his ninth of the year. Barracuda fall 4-2.
It should not be hard for the Barracuda to regroup for tomorrow. They should be ticked off all about themselves. Forget the referees. Forget whatever thing you had going with them and all the penalties you were taking. You have a responsibility as a player to be able to bounce back. They should have been so much better in the third period. They won't, so they shouldn't have a hard time getting ready for tomorrow.
Well, that's the brilliance of the American Hockey League. You play a lot of back-to-back games. Barracuda lost the first meeting against Colorado on November the 9th. They came back the next day and picked up a win. We'll see if they can repeat history tomorrow in the final game of four here on home ice against the Eagles. but it'll be the fourth game on the eight-game season series. Four more coming up on the road in Colorado. So the Barracuda go 1-for-5 on the power play. Colorado 1-for-7. Final shot, San Jose 40, Colorado 38. Adam Scheel, very sharp, improves to 3-0 on the year for the Eagles. Aaron Delp, I thought he did enough to win this game. Made some big saves, 34 in total, but he suffers a loss. He's now 0-2 on the year. And as we mentioned, the Barracuda, they fall to 18-11, 0-2. They have dropped back-to-back games on home ice for the first time this season. Colorado has now won 5 of 6. They wrap up their five-game road trip tomorrow. They are a point behind San Jose with the game in hand. They are 17-9-1-2, up to 37 points on the year. And unfortunately for the Barracuda, you look at this team, they're in a good spot in the division. They really stockpiled points early, but they have been a 500 team as of late. You can go back all the way kind of to the start of December, certainly the start of that long road trip they went on, having trouble stringing multiple wins together, and it's been a little bit of an inconsistent brand of hockey. You're coming off a very emotional, exciting win on Wednesday against a San Diego team that's given you a lot of trouble. You win in overtime. You come back home, you juice early, but you lay an egg in the third period, and you fall by a final score 4-2. Barracuda will have to turn right back around and have a short memory tomorrow. Game length tonight, two hours, 36 minutes. Full house, 4,200 saw it on Cuda Mania night. Let's go over our three stars before we do sign off. Our number three star is Andrew Podorolski, up to a team-high 13 goals, team-high 6 power play goals, finishes with a goal, a -1 rating, and 4 shots on net. The number two star, former Shark Jacob McDonald, acquired in a trade a couple of years ago from Colorado, signed back with the Avalanche org this summer. He gets the game-winning goal, a +1 rating, 6 shots on net, that tied for the team lead along with Poland, the forward. So he is the number two star. And TJ Tynan, the wily vet, always seems to stockpile points against the Cuda. He finishes with a goal, an assist, +1 rating, 3 shots on net in 2 penalty minutes. He is the number two star. Tomorrow's broadcast will be on the air at 2:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. You can also watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Drew will join me once again, as we'll again be on the air 30 minutes before puck drop, as the Barracuda look to get back into the win column in the second game of back-to-back. That was fun, partner. Good to have you back.
Good to be healthy.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And best wishes to you and your fam in 2025. It'll be fun to get back on the air tomorrow. Hopefully
Absolutely.
The Barracuda can have a short memory and get back into the win column. That does it for our broadcast. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in, whether you listened or you watched. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow as the Barracuda again play the Eagles. Final score from Texas U Arena, Colorado 4, Barracuda 2. For Drew Amenda, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying good night from Texas U Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.